In a sense, therefore, he has made us incomplete beings. Not incomplete in what we are, but incomplete in what we are to be. Yet, he wants to get it. Don't try to explain it. You cannot. But for reasons best known to him, he has given us so much, yet not enough. He is more than ready to supply what we still need. But he requires that we cross the bridge from what we are to what we are to be by praying. Prayer, therefore, is the bridge or the pontoon or whatever you wish to call it, from our present existence to that destiny which is reserved for those who pray. There are a few things about which Christ was more insistent. And as often as we read or reread those words of Christ, "Ask and you shall receive, knock and it shall be opened to you," let's remember that this is God in human form who is speaking. He always says more than the words imply. Behind those words is the terrible implication that if we do not ask, we shall not receive. And if we do not knock, though the treasure house of God's grace is there, it will not, mark that negative, it will not be opened to us. I want to reserve the details of how with God's grace we can improve our prayer for tomorrow. Yet I want to say something about this need of prayer as spelled out in the best lesson that Christ gave us about prayer. When in answer to the request from his disciples, "Teach us to pray," he told them, "When you pray, say." Consequently, if we want to know how deeply we need God's help, let's meditate on the Lord's Prayer. And it is especially those last four petitions. The first three are really invocations of God. Those petitions tell us that there ought to be a hierarchy in our prayer for the needs that we have. What kind of needs do we have? You name it, and we need it. Well, how about simplifying it? All right, a good classification is all our needs can be reduced to physical and spiritual. Now, it is not coincidental that the four petitions for the needs we have, the last four of the Lord's Prayer, there should be only one for physical needs, symbolized in that basic commodity, bread. The spiritual needs, three of them. So a rough ratio of the expression of need in our prayer ought to be, to use the divine arithmetic, times as much or as often for our spiritual needs as for our physical. Yet, I think here are all the same, sisters. Agreed? What looms largest unless we check ourselves in our prayer for need? I have jotted down in my notes the name Donald Harrison, whom, by the way, I commend to your prayers. During my month-long stay in the hospital in Chicago, most of June, before I left, I was asked to visit this young man, 36 years old, Donald Harrison, who has only a few months to live, fully conscious. He will hardly, he was told, reach Christmas. He has leukemia. I told him I was going to give some retreats this summer. Here's what he asked me to pass on to the retreatants. Would you tell the priests? I gave a priest's retreat last week. And the sisters. That nothing in this life really counts as long as when we die, we are ready to meet God. He told me in the hour of our conversation that for a long time he was struggling in prayer. In fact, his family spent a fortune to fly with him to Lourdes, to ask for a miracle. His prayer for the physical need of his body was not answered. He told me, Our Lady taught me that what I really need is not my health, but God. And this is a hard subject to let go. I have this simple observation. Salvation to those who pray. Those will reach heaven who have prayed. Those who have not prayed will not make it. Which, by the way, ought to give us great anticipatory consolation. We are praying the best mark of predestination. Sanctification for those who pray. There is no other road to sanctity except the road of prayer. And if we're not yet holy as we honestly think we should be, assign all the causes you wish, we have not prayed enough or with faith enough. Peace to those who pray. How desperately we want God's peace. Down deep in our souls, no matter how much turmoil, and there is plenty around us, to those who pray. Best of all, happiness. Deep interior happiness. If we pray. But, and this is not unremarkable, those who pray radiate happiness. In other words, if we want to be happy ourselves and radiate happiness in others, let us as much as our days will allow. And whatever resolutions you make, sisters, during this retreat, be sure you don't miss this one. Nothing, nothing, nothing is more important than that we pray as much, as fervently, as sincerely as we can. And for those of us, most of us, who are engaged in the active apostolate, success, I watched it. Men of genius, great promise, others mediocre. Maybe had to call a special meeting. Should we take him in? Or for you, do you think she'll make it? Her IQ is well below 100. I watched it. Those who pray are successful not only beyond their dreams, but beyond anything that anyone would have hoped from them. Naturally, or better, supernaturally, those who pray have God on their side. And with him, how can we possibly fail?
This tape was produced by Consortium Perfecta Caritatis. All rights are reserved.